Be careful, I might have noticed something in my schedule. I put a lot of similar subjects together, and because Filippo was actually a replacement speaker, this would have been 3 hours filled with only tests. Glad we saw where safe from that, but let's continue into this test thingy, because tests are important, and many people love them, and many people hate them. So Alessio is gonna take us away with security by testing. Round of applause.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my talk. I'll give you a little introduction about myself. So who am I? My name is Alessio Greggi. I'm a software engineer at Armo Security, the company behind CubeScape. My full-time job actually is to be a cat food opener for my furry friend. But jokes apart, I'm a passionate about reading and taking long walks. You can find me on GitHub and Twitter with this account and the following avatar. But let's start the talk. So I will give you some introduction, some easy concept that can help you to understand better the whole talk. So first question is, what is the code coverage? So code coverage is a metric that we can use. It's a percentage, actually, as a metric, that we can use to understand how many of our source code is covered by tests. Specifically, or better, mostly, it is used to write when we write unit tests, but not only for this kind of test. Let's go a bit more in depth. So code coverage related to Golang. So first time it was introduced in Go version 1.2. It was more or less 10 years ago. I guess it was April 2013, if I remember well. With support for the unit test in this specific article. But the story continued after more or less 10 years. So 1 year ago, the community introduced in Go version 1.20 a new kind of support for tests. This time, it was support for the